Welcome to the magical journey of God is Chrissy Marie. You already know I am God is Chrissy Marie. I hope and trust all is well on your side of the globe. And if not, make sure you do something to change that. So, yeah, how are you? Hope all is well. Hope you're feeling good, looking good, knowing that you are beautiful on the inside and out, and that, yeah, you came to this planet to make all of your dreams come true. And on that note, yeah, that's what I want to talk about today. I was led to, just talk about how the dynamics on this planet is changing. And before I start, you might hear some birds chirping in the background because it's extremely early this morning. And you know, I'm in the country. So yeah, the birds, they be early. They be chirping like, listen, Mother Earth, I'm here. And you know, let me get my chirp on. But anyway, back to the topic. I love where we're at on this planet when it comes to connecting and relating to one another, and when it comes to relationships. I love that we are getting out of that toxic twin flame mindset. And what I mean by that, you know, that mindset where, you know, people are chasing and banging people to be with them, or people are, you know, hankering for somebody to be with them, or that mindset, you know, you need a relationship to feel whole and complete. I love the new paradigm and the new timeline that a lot of people are sharing on this planet is, listen, if I choose to be in a relationship with you, it's from a place of wholeness. It's from a place of completeness. And let me just say this. I don't feel there's anything wrong with being in a relationship. However, I don't subscribe to that, you know, relationships having to be hard. I don't subscribe to going through hell and back to be in a relationship. I feel like a romantic relationship, it can just be like a platonic relationship. Why does romantic relationships, you know, have to be toxic? They have to be hard. I don't think so. I think that's a belief system. And I believe because a lot of people on this planet is really doing the inner devotional work. A lot of people on this planet is choosing themselves. A lot of people on this planet is fulfilling their destiny. And a lot of people on this planet is starting to understand, listen, there's billions of people on this planet. I don't have to chase I beg anybody to be with me. I don't have to go through hell and back just for the sake of love. And I love this for me and us. I love this for the planet. Because I think in the past, I mean, depending on where you live at, granted, I live in the United States of America. I know maybe about 50, 60, 70 years ago, a lot of people were in relationships for survival. And what I mean by that is, listen, they needed it for protection. They needed it for food. They needed it for shelter. And then also just the times that we were in. But now we're in a season where, you know, most adults are self-sufficient and they're not choosing a relationship from survival. They're choosing a relationship from compatibility. And I love that for us. I love that people are saying, you know what? I don't have to be with somebody 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And it's, you know, it doesn't serve me. I love that more people are saying, you know what? First of all, I want to be happy and whole within myself. And I want to be with somebody that appreciates me and show me reciprocal energy. And if I happen to be with somebody and it doesn't serve the purpose, then I could release them with love and go on about my business and eventually meet somebody else. So I absolutely love that. And I know somebody may be like, well, how do you do all that? Well, I talk about this all the time on my podcast. I feel when you are doing your inner devotion to yourself, A, you are loving yourself. You are appreciating yourself. You are fulfilling your destiny, right? You are doing the things that you said that you wanted to do to feel whole and complete in your mind and your body. And see, when you are living like that, what happens, my baby? You become authentically yourself. And when you are authentic, you are in your power. Your power makes your aura just vibrates at a high level. And when you are in your power, when you are authentically being yourself, you will automatically attract aligned people in your reality. So you never have to not be yourself. So that is truly what the magic and power is, authentically being yourself, right? And being in your power, choosing yourself every day, okay? Being consistent with yourself every day, doing those things that you said you were going to do, fulfilling your destiny, understanding you are the person that you've been waiting for. See, the old paradigm was you were looking for somebody to make you feel whole and complete. You were looking for the one outside of you. Go back to my old podcast. I've been talking about this for the past couple years. You start really, truly understanding, no, actually, you are the one that you've been waiting for. You are the one that will make all your dreams come true. And anybody that comes into your life, they're just icing on your already delicious cake. You're not on that old timeline talking about, oh, you're looking for somebody to make you feel whole and complete. You're looking for somebody that's the wind beneath your wings. You're not looking for somebody that's the air in your lungs, the ground that you walk on. No. You realize it's actually you. It's actually you. You're not giving your power away to anybody. You're not giving the power away saying, hey, you need somebody to make you feel happy. You need somebody to make you feel complete. You're doing that within. You are self-generating your own wholeness, your own happiness, and your own love. And that's not me saying that there's anything wrong with, you know, being in community with people or being in a relationship. That's not what I'm saying. However, but what I am saying is you're not codependent. You don't need them. You need water. You need food. You need shelter. You need clothes on your back. You need those things to survive. You don't need an individual to survive on this planet. Oh my God. This is a beautiful place to be. And I'll be honest with you. I've been in seasons in my life where I felt like I needed a particular person and I suffered, okay? Because anytime you are in the mindset of the frequency that you need a particular person, you will suffer. Because again, baby, you don't need anybody. You was born alone and you're gonna die alone. I don't need anybody particularly to live and be fulfilled in my life. Now, granted, you know, if they're in my life and we are treating each other good, we love each other, everybody is fulfilling themselves, and it's not a codependent situation, then baby, I welcome you in my life. But if it's not reciprocal energy, right? And it doesn't feel good, then I have no problem in releasing you back to the universe. Because I know one thing for sure, as long as I love myself, I appreciate myself, and I'm authentically Chrissy, baby, I will always attract love in my life. And that's on period, okay? So again, I just love this timeline of wholeness and completeness. And you know, getting out of that toxic, you need somebody to live, you need somebody to survive, and you just let people play on your top, let people just walk on you like a fucking rug. No, people getting out of that. And people are flourishing because of that. And I really, truly love it here. And I'm going to say this on record. Baby, I'm the one I've been waiting for. I'm my own. The one. Okay? And baby, I'm not holding on anybody that don't want to be held on to. No, I'm not holding on anybody. Baby, why would... That don't even sound right. Why would you hold on to somebody that don't want to be in your life? Release them. Depart for them. If you feel that you don't want to be here, baby, go on about your business. I release you with love. This is my favorite phrase. Peace on your journey. See you when I see you. See you next lifetime. But I'm not begging anybody to stay in my life. Are you crazy? That's amazing and beautiful and loving. And I'm a whole vibe. What I look like making somebody stay in my life? Baby, if you don't get on. And listen, it's no beef. But you have to be that way. You have to not be afraid to let people go. Because see, when you want that desperado energy, people can feel that. And people play on your top. If they feel, oh my God, I'm so this and that. Oh, this person will never let me go. Oh no, my baby. If you gotta go, please go. Please go. Because again, it's billions of people on this planet that will love you, support you, and appreciate you for the person that you are. That's high self-esteem. That's knowing who you are. That's authentically being yourself. See, if being yourself is not good enough, baby, you don't need that person. If you feel you gotta alter your outer beauty to attract people in your life, you don't need them. You don't need them. If you feel that you don't have enough of this, you don't have enough of that, baby, they not your people. I don't want somebody where I feel like I have to alter myself. Because I think I'm an amazing person who I am. And I'm not trying to cosplay to be anybody. And like I said before, you get to this place of being by being yourself. By being your true, authentic self. By choosing yourself. Think about it. If every day you are edifying yourself, you're loving yourself, you're becoming devoted to yourself, you're speaking life over yourself, you're doing the things that bring you joy, you are complete within yourself, then when you are in community and you're connecting with people, you're not doing it from a lack place. You're not doing it like you're wondering if they like you. You're wondering if they stay. You don't give a fuck. And that does not mean, I'm not saying like if you're connecting with somebody or you're in a relationship and they leave, you're not going to miss them. That's human nature, right? But what I'm saying is you're not sitting back months and years and crying. You wish that person. No, you're like, well, look, baby, if you got to go, you got to go. And peace on your journey. Or if this is not working out, listen, you go your way and I go my way. You know, peace and love to the era that we had. But I got to get the fuck on. That's what I mean. And that's a different energy from you being with somebody and you feeling as if like they are the best thing since sliced bread, placing them on a pedestal. No, even the Bible talks about that. You're not supposed to deify anybody. You're not supposed to make any person, place, or thing your God. Let me say this again. You're not supposed to put any person, place, or thing as a God in your reality. You're not supposed to worship anybody. You're supposed to be deifying yourself. And that doesn't mean you can't give people, places, and things and situations their props. I'm not saying that. But baby, I ain't worshiping nobody. I'm not even worshiping old versions of myself. Baby, I done been there, done that, got my t-shirt for it. It is what it is. I did the best that I could do at that particular time. Okay, hello? But baby, this woman right here, who I am in this time, space, and reality, I love and I appreciate her. I worship her. I'm devoted to her. Okay? But baby, No. And see, when you fill your cup up consistently, you're not hankering and looking for your self-worth outside of yourself. You're already whole. You're already complete. You know who you are. And you interact with people from a place of empowerment, from a place of knowing who you are. You're not looking outside of yourself. Well, I wonder this. I wonder if I'm good enough. I wonder if I'm this enough. No. You're like, baby, welcome to my world. I'm a god, I'm a deity in my reality. Welcome to the world of Goddess Marie. Let me share me with you, and you share you with me. Oh baby, it's a whole different frequency. So I challenge you, please, for the rest of your life, choose yourself, deify yourself, edify yourself, speak beautiful, amazing words in yourself. Give patience and grace for yourself. Lay flowers by your altar of your old versions of yourself. Know who you are. And when I tell you, life will become so beautiful and amazing because you'll start feeling your own power. Oh my God. That's the most powerful feeling in the world, to feel your own power pumping through your body, feeling your own energy, feeling your own love. Oh my God, that's a whole different feeling versus that hankering and not knowing who you are and second guessing yourself and being all hard on yourself and telling yourself all these strict restrictions. You gotta be perfect. You gotta be this. You gotta be that. You're not good enough. You have to go buy this. You have to go buy that. You have to fake it, Jake, on social media. Man, fuck all of that. Fuck that. Be yourself. Choose yourself. Keep choosing you every day. If need be, tell yourself every day when you wake up, self, I choose you. Self, I love you. Self, I appreciate you. Self, I see you. I hear you. I affirm you. I believe in you. Start telling yourself that. But all that other shit, no. You are the one. You are the one. Treat yourself like you are the one. And I promise you, if you become consistent to yourself, with yourself, and you start loving yourself, and you start doing all the things you said you was going to do, and you really start enjoying being in your own energy, with your own self, people will love to be around you. I promise you. Because we are naturally attracted to confident people. We are naturally attracted to people that love themselves. Because we all want to be in that energy. So anyway, I know I went everywhere, but that's where I was supposed to go. Hello? And you already know, I really appreciate you for supporting me all these years. And you already know, I love you for a long time, from this lifetime to the next. Peace.